We're joined now by Tri-County Titans head football coach, Casey Pinnell. Coach, thanks for joining us once again this week.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lane.
Heading into week five, this season is kind of flying right along here as we head into homecoming week for your Tri-County Titans.
Yeah, it's going by pretty quick. You know, it's been a long first four weeks as well, so if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're saying,
right.
But the 0-4 mark kind of makes it feel a little longer, but you guys are working hard and trying to make strides, and you welcome in the Oblong Panthers this week, a team that's played some pretty good ball here in the first 4 weeks. They're 2-2, and they've faced some pretty good competition, so what do you look for out of Oblong this week?
Definitely a statement game for us. They're first place in the conference right now at 2-2, and we've got an opportunity to play a pretty good football team, and you know, we still haven't played our best football yet this year, and someday I'm a firm believer that it's going to happen. So why not homecoming week? Why not against the first place team in the conference and go out and kind of, you know, send a message that, you know, we haven't played our best football yet, and what we've seen the first 4 weeks isn't really what we truly are. And obviously, it's homecoming, last game for a nice group of seniors that we got, and we'd love to go win that one for those guys.
And you've shown signs in spurts of being really, really good, and then things go sideways a little bit at times,
yep,
too. So it's just a matter of putting it all together for four quarters and seeing where you end up, isn't it?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, week one, we had a good running game going. Week two, we threw the ball really well. I thought week three, we held their two best players to that was averaging about 300 total yards a game rushing. We held them underneath 100 yards, but the scoreboard just doesn't show it, and unfortunately, that's the kind of the big deal. It's kind of the end game is to have one more point than the other guys when the final buzzer goes off. So we've done some things well, and like I said, we just got to have a night where we just piece it all together and play some good football, and I'm really excited about Friday night and hoping that's the night.